concern, but it's because of lack of evidence. And we'll get to that coming up. But here is what has come in from the people. Pat tweeted us. Interior D-line. The team got gashed by the run last year. Aleem Reeder, Levi, and Martin need to stay healthy and play well against the run. Well, there's two things here. One is Martin is already on the injured list, and that I don't remember when he got hurt or even hearing he got hurt, but he's on the injured list. Two is I don't think it's accurate that they got gashed against the run. A year ago in rush defense, let me double check this. Lions, and they're no, that was that's total yards. Hold on. Lions were second in the NFL at 88.8 yards a game allowed running. That's decent. And some of that has to do with the Lions were leading, so teams are throwing a lot late in games. But I don't know if it's accurate to say they got gashed against the run. I think they really got gashed against the pass. Do you get gashed against the pass? I don't think you do. They gave up a ton of passing yards.
Yeah. The run defense was actually pretty good. Yep. They had pressures. Yeah, we'd like to them to get more sacks and get home more, but the secondary was the big issue, and that's why you have two new starting cornerbacks back there.
Nope.
And they're moving Brian Branch to safety.
Raymond writes in, biggest roster concern is defensive end opposite Aiden Hutchinson. If someone from that group steps up, the whole D-line will be elite.
Count on another injured guy possibly here, Marcus Davenport. Yep. And you can even throw James Houston in that coming off injury. One of those guys going to step up and put pressure on the other side?
Yep.
Opposite Hutch?
Yep. My biggest roster concern is kicker, writes Chris via Twitter. I don't want a game to come down to an unproven kicker. I love the signing and wish him success, but it makes me nervous he has no veteran leadership to help him along the way. Well, you don't keep two kickers. I mean, they might be able to bring in a kicker and practice squad him and have him, you know, each week kick against one another, but yeah. Yeah, he's still an unknown, and that will only be proven over time.
Well, yeah, you're unproven until you're proven. I mean, that's the only way you get there, is if he goes out there and has in those opportunities and in those situations, comes through. And then all of a sudden, you are a proven kicker when the game is on the line.
Yep. Lucas said, not many worries. However, I'd say wide receiver three. Tim Patrick is not a lock into the position, especially since his age and injury history the last couple of years. Rob says, I'm still concerned about the corners. Two rookies, incoming vets, and not many training camp preseason reps due to injuries, immediate test against the Rams. Rob, that's me. My biggest concern is still the secondary. And it's not because I don't think they don't have promise. They do have promise. It's not because they didn't make upgrades. They did make upgrades. We just haven't seen it. We haven't seen it other than what we saw in practice. And it was hard to judge, to be honest with you. So, for me, until I see the secondary play better, I'm still a little worried in the back of my mind. I like what they did. I'm glad they addressed it. I suspect it'll be better. But it was so bad last year. The pass defense was so bad last year. In fact, the Lions gave up 247.4 yards per game through the air, which only five teams in the NFL were worse in terms of pass defense. Trying to win a Super Bowl, got to be better. Got to be better. Now, you don't have to be great. Please be better. From Brandor 80, my number one concern is wide receiver after ASB and J-Mo. Roger says, as long as this team stays healthy, there's no reason to believe they can't at least duplicate last season. Injuries are the only legitimate concern. William says, my concern is James Houston. If we can get the same production out of him from 2 years ago, this is a Super Bowl victory team. John writes in, Goff's health. That's it. Kang, what's your number one concern going into this season?
I'm with you in the secondary just because it's the only thing where you didn't see, you know, the real guys out there really all together. Carlton Davis, of course, I understand. Sit him out. He's your number one cornerback. But, you know, he has some injury history as well. And then you're depending on a rookie to fill the other outside corner, Terrion Arnold. Inside, it's probably going to be Robertson to at least start the year. He's got the experience. He's a tough, hard-nosed cornerback. He's small in stature, but he can get physical with you. Brian Branch, I am a little concerned about moving him away from the line of scrimmage because for a defensive back, he made a ton of plays behind the line of scrimmage. And behind tackles for losses are essentially sacks.
Yeah.
And we talk about guys helping out Hutch. Brian Branch would come up there, stuff the run, you know, and I don't care if it's the quarterback or running back. Behind the line of scrimmage is like a sack, tackle for loss. So we'll see how Branch does back there. Iffy, they might bring, you know, they might move Branch nickel back at some point during packages and bring Iffy back alongside Kirby Joseph with the safety spot. But the whole secondary, be average, and you could punch your ticket to the Super Bowl.
And a lot of this has to do, of course, with pass rush. I mean, they're intertwined. We all know that. I just looked it up. The opposing quarterbacks, quarterback rating against Detroit last year was 98.1. Okay, so I figured, all right, let's put that in real terms. Looking up quarterbacks that are in that neighborhood of 98.1. So it's like going against CJ Stroud, what he was last year, every single game.
He's pretty good.
Yep.
He had a pretty good year at least.
Yep.
And the thing is, both of us didn't say we're worried about anything offensively because I think we both agree that the Lions offense is pretty damn elite and they're going to score points, which forces the other team to score points as well, which means they're probably going to throw the ball a lot. And that's why the secondary for the Lions is so important.
248-539-9797. The roster is set. We ran over some of the surprises, and there were some on defense as well that we didn't get to. Lots of carnage on the defensive line of guys that people thought might make it. Ukwu didn't make it. Agudé didn't make it. Matthew Betts didn't make it. Pecco didn't make it. Chris Smith didn't make it. Now, there is some reporting that Pecco will be back, that they have to move Kaminsky onto one of the injury lists, and that'll open up a spot, and they'll bring Pecco back. But some people thought he'd make it right out of camp.
Well, something's afoot because they still only have, I believe, 52 guys on the 53-man active roster. So they could put Pecco there right now and be at 53. The Pecco one floored a lot of the beat writers because they were basically told, hey, Pecco, go ahead and rest. You're not playing the preseason because you're making the team.
Yeah.
So I think Pecco is going to be on the roster, and you're right. I think Kaminsky gets moved to some kind of injury list, but they still have a spot open. Now, the reports are true that Patrick's going to start on the practice squad. Doug, is there another move coming that we don't see and know about yet? It's not being reported on? Or maybe it's just Ukwu. I don't know. I have no idea, but there's a spot open.
There could be, yeah. We'll keep our eye on it. Linebackers, no shockers there. Defensive back, Lawrence Strickland made it. That's three undrafted free agents. Isaiah Williams, the long snapper, Hogan Hatton, and Lawrence Strickland that makes the Detroit Lions roster out of camp. I mean, that one surprised me. And I'm like mad at myself that wasn't paying closer attention to Lawrence Strickland. Because there's one I got wrong yesterday when we were talking about what are the obvious cuts. I wrote his name down. So I completely whiffed on him making an impact this preseason. Now, maybe it was just in practice. And of course, that's a big part of this. We don't see everything. But good for Lawrence Strickland. Good for Lawrence Strickland, I guess. I mean, we won a spot. Maybe it's just he's going to make an impact on special teams. But they must have liked what they saw. The kid out of Ball State makes it.
Yeah, he's normally a guy that comes in week one and we're like, who the hell's that guy?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He snuck through the 53-man roster.
I swear to God, correct me if I'm wrong, that happens to everybody, right? Even those of us that cover the team.
How can that happen?
Two or three times a year, we're like, you know, Boo Smith. Who the hell's Boo Smith? Like, there's always a guy.